Miss Fuller mentioned the book, A Poetry Reading Against the Vietnam War, which is a collection of poems written about this war by contemporaries, and then of poems that could bear on the war written at any time. The book was collected by Robert Bly, and I want to read a poem of his about the war. It's quite extraordinary how in the last few years American poetry has become political for the first time, and how there's almost no American poet, no matter how much of an aesthete he used to be, who isn't writing political poetry. And it isn't that kind of political poetry that was written in the 30s. Up until a few years ago, I used to think you had to be a socialist to write political poetry, because it was all a kind of ranting of political opinions. But this new poetry is political in another sense. It seeks to find some kind of image which reveals the state of the soul rather than states an opinion about political matters. And this little poem of Robert Bly's is an example. It's called Counting Small Boned Bodies. Let's count the bodies over again. If we could only make the bodies smaller, the size of skulls, we could make a whole plain white with skulls in the moonlight. If we could only make the bodies smaller, maybe we could get a whole year's kill in front of us on a desk. If we could only make the bodies smaller, we could fit a body into a finger ring for a keepsake forever.